From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Each year, state residents get conned out of $4 billion in Medicare funds. It's a big illegal business. Ana Vaciana Suarez writes for the Miami Herald, and she has the story of one group of seniors trying to change that, one presentation at a time.
Florida Senior Medicare Patrol began about...
That's Joe Schwartz, retiree, crime fighter. He used to be a pharmaceutical executive. Now he's on the Senior Medicare Patrol. That's the national organization that wants to stop the scams that cost U.S. taxpayers $68 billion a year.
Senior Medicare Patrol does the following. It empowers seniors, family members, and caregivers to protect the Medicare from fraud, scams, and abuse.
So Schwartz, along with about 135 other volunteers, crisscrossed the state educating seniors.
Because Florida is the ground zero for Medicare fraud. Medicare fraud is a very serious problem.
At a recent presentation to a group of senior citizens at Continental Park in Kendall, Schwartz explained why they need to remain vigilant.
What I wanted to share with you today is you don't need to carry a card with you. As a matter of fact, it's very dangerous that you carry a card with you.
But it's not just safeguarding your Medicare card. He also told seniors how to report any suspicious activity on their statements, and he showed them how to protect their identity. His goal is to get seniors, and everybody really, to realize they're losing big to scam artists.
The end result is there's going to be less dollars available within the Medicare system when both the current beneficiaries and future beneficiaries need services.
So he's not just looking out for seniors, but for future generations too. Senior Medicare Patrol was established by Congress in 1995 to recruit the public in the fight against fraud. Last year alone, Florida volunteers logged almost 3,100 hours and reached about 63,000 people. They speak to groups in different languages. They go to senior centers, health fairs, assisted living facilities, anywhere they're invited. They hand out pamphlets and fans with the fraud hotline phone number. Medicare Patrol consultant Sandra Colon says the outreach is working. One example is the drop in medical equipment scams.
At one time, just about everyone had a scooter or a wheelchair. People were being billed for hospital beds that they never received or air mattresses that they never received.
Colon says that doesn't happen as often anymore because more seniors are learning to carefully examine two very important documents, the Medicare summary notice and the explanation of benefits.
Two tools that Medicare beneficiaries have on hand to find out, to really spot if someone is using their Medicare number, if someone is billing their Medicare for services they did not receive, or somebody's billing for services that are higher than the visit that they had, or they're adding something here and there, a little bit here, a little bit there, can add up to quite a bit of money.
At a recent presentation, Charlotte Probst was worried about her own benefits, but also concerned for her children and her children's children.
People need to be more aware because in years to come, there might not be any money to pay for the services.
Senior Medicare Patrol volunteers prove that crime can be fought at any age. I'm Ana Vaciana Suarez in Miami.
We have all sorts of stories you can't get anywhere else at our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Peter?